From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate's top Republican is calling on Congress to repeal much of President Obama's health care overhaul law. Senator Mitch McConnell, who spoke at the Heritage Foundation today, says Tuesday was a referendum on the Obama administration's handling of the U.S. economy. Republicans retook control of the U.S. House and shrank the Democrats' lead in the Senate. While the Labor Department's announcing an increase in the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits for the first time, NPR's Sonari Glinton reports that news comes after 2 weeks of declines.
The number of applicants for unemployment benefits often fluctuates considerably from week to week. But for most of this year, the number of claims has stayed around the 450,000 mark. This week, 20,000 more laid-off workers sought benefits for the first time, with a total of 457,000 new applicants. Analysts say the number of claims would have to fall below 425,000 to signal a growth in the actual number of new jobs. The states with the largest increases in first-time claims: California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Michigan. The October unemployment rate is expected to stick at 9.6% for the third straight month. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
The economy may pick up momentum heading into the holidays. In October, retailers saw solid gains, with some of the country's major chains posting higher than expected increases. In Greece, police have discovered more suspicious packages that may be part of a letter bomb plot targeting embassies and three world leaders. As Joanna Kakisis reports from Athens, two suspects have been taken into custody on terrorism charges for their alleged role in the plot.
The two young men, both arrested Monday, are refusing to cooperate with authorities, and they've proclaimed themselves political prisoners. One has ties to a fringe anarchist group called Conspiracy of Cells of Fire. The government says the letter bomb plot has nothing to do with al-Qaeda-style international terrorism. Greek Foreign Minister Dimitris Droutsas says most Greeks despise violent anarchist groups.
The whole of Greek society is fighting against such kind of phenomena.
Police have confirmed at least 14 letter bombs since Monday. Three have blown up. A woman was lightly injured. Greece has halted all international mail until Friday. The government is preparing for crucial local elections on Sunday and has promised to be merciless on those involved in the letter bomb plot. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
China is sending more business to France as Paris prepares to take over the G20 presidency. In a three-day visit to France, Chinese President Hu Jintao announced his country would double its annual trade with France as well. Hall of Fame manager Sparky Anderson, who directed Cincinnati's Big Red Machine to back-to-back World Series championships, has died. He was 76. This is NPR. An investigation is underway into trouble on a Qantas flight that was headed for Sydney today. One of the engines burst into flame shortly after takeoff from Singapore. The jumbo jet returned safely with more than 450 people on board. But the incident prompted Qantas to ground all of its A380 planes. Lars Sandberg, a passenger on that flight, told the BBC he heard a bang, then looked out the window and saw smoke and flames coming from the engine.
We were being reassured at regular intervals, so there was no crazy panic on the plane. But just that unnerving thud and actually seeing the damage when we landed and went on the runway, that was a scary moment for me.
Again, no one aboard the plane was hurt. Rapper Lil Wayne has been released from Rikers Island Jail in New York. NPR's Zoe Chase reports that the best-selling artist is poised for even bigger success than he had when he went to prison.
Lil Wayne is one of the biggest superstars in music. While behind bars at Rikers, he had a number one album. His songs were on overdrive on the radio, and he released multiple music videos. Before he went to jail for gun possession in March, he recorded all the material for his latest album. Drake, the highest-profile artist on Wayne's lucrative imprint Young Money, released a number of duets with his mentor this year, like this one, currently climbing the radio charts. On his site, WeezyThanksYou.com, Wayne promises, "I'll be the same Martian I was when I left, just better." If he can keep the momentum he built up while behind bars, he'll be even more inescapable than he was at Rikers. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.